4. Freshman year. I was born in a small town, up in the mountains. Because of the high altitude, few people live there. I was always amid my neighbors and friends, people I had known for all of my life. When I was in my hometown, I felt like those days would last forever. But the days went by quickly, and soon I found myself packing my bags for college. I was full of ambition, and had applied to go to university in a big city. When I first got to my university, I was on the alert for everything. I felt very much alone, without my family and friends. I was like an alien arriving on a new planet. I felt like an ambassador from another world. Once classes started, things were better. I was busier, because I had to allocate most of my time to studying. I wanted to work hard, and did not allow myself to go to a large amount of parties. I wanted to find an alternate social life that would let me have fun, without always drinking alcohol, like some university students do. Many people allege that this is why some students get bad grades their first year at university. Because I felt very ambiguous about what I wanted to study, I took many different classes. I tried many different things, but still hadn't found the perfect match for me. This made me feel even more lost at school, and I knew I had to find a way to amend things. In order to make new friends and alleviate my loneliness, I joined the drama club at my school. It was there I met my first ally. The president of the drama club was an older student named Betty. She was quite amiable and helped give me advice about school. She helped me to alter my schedule so that I had the best classes. Soon our drama club put on its first show. It was a comedy, full of jokes to amuse the audience. My parents and friends even drove out to watch me. We were only amateur actors, but I think we did a good job. After the show, my father said, "Sarah, you amaze me! I didn't know you were so good at acting!" Such ample praise made me very proud. That was when I realized what I wanted to be, an actress.